The first question that we have tonight is this. Is there any kind of preaching other than evangelism? Well, I think that's a good question. You know, the word evangelism simply means to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's from a Greek word that has two parts to it. To tell the good message. And so those two things together come together to use the word, to make the word evangelize. And when we talk about evangelism, we're talking about telling other people the gospel of Jesus Christ. The noun form of the word, we typically translate gospel. Whereas the verb form of the word, we translate evangelize. But it's the same word. Well, when we think about preaching and teaching the gospel and evangelism, I think Paul's statement comes to mind in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 1 through 4. Let's look at that real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 1 through 4. The Apostle Paul here is about to defend the doctrine of the resurrection, but he starts off with reminding the Christians in the church at Corinth exactly what it is they believed. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel, which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and then by the 12. And so Paul declares the gospel to them, and in declaring that gospel, he says the gospel declared is the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. And we need to remember that without Jesus being in the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection would not mean anything. It was Jesus who gave the death, the burial, and the resurrection its meaning. And so when we think about preaching the gospel, this is the central aspect to what it is we are preaching and teaching. And Paul would say so much as to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2 this, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Now, does that mean that Paul never taught anything about living a moral lifestyle? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Does that mean that Paul didn't deal with some difficult issues? No, we know he dealt with some difficult issues in the book of 1 Corinthians when he wrote to them. But what does it mean? It means that everything that we have in the Bible, whether the Old Testament or the New Testament, can be tied in some way to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Christ and him crucified. It can be tied to that in some way. And truly that's the case. The Bible as a whole is about one person, and that is Jesus, whom we learn in the New Testament is the Christ, the Messiah. It was about him in the Garden of Eden. It was about him when Moses was receiving the law on Mount Sinai. It was about Jesus when Joshua was about to enter into the land of Canaan. It was about Jesus when the children of Israel were taken into Babylonian captivity. It was about Jesus when they came back. And it was about Jesus when the angels announced to the shepherds that this day there is born to you a Savior. It's always been about Jesus, and it will continue to be about Jesus, and will always be about Jesus because he is the central message of the Bible. And so when we talk about evangelism, we're talking about preaching and teaching Jesus in its most generic sense. But sometimes, and oftentimes, we use the word evangelism as a synonym to talking about the lost, about the gospel specifically, right? We want to evangelize the lost. We want to go out and teach them the gospel and bring them in, because that's what Jesus told us to do. Now, if the questioner had that aspect of evangelism in mind, then no. The answer is there are other kinds of preaching other than just trying to reach the lost. And we need to understand that there is a threefold way to accomplish the mission that Jesus had of seeking and saving the lost. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Well, what is that threefold way of accomplishing that mission? Well, in order to seek and to save the lost, first of all, we do have to reach out to those who are not a part of the body of Christ, to those who are not children of God, to those who are not Christians. We must be taking the gospel to them on a regular basis. It should be part of our life, it should be part of our example, and it should be part of the message that we speak to them when we see them. And that is to go into all the world and make disciples of every nation. And that's the message that we have been given by Jesus to accomplish. So the church must be about the business of teaching the gospel the lost, or teaching the gospel to the lost. But then secondly, the church has to be about the business of edifying the saved. Since it is possible for the saved to fall away and then to lose their salvation, we have to make sure that the saved stay saved by edifying them, by encouraging them, and by continuing to teach them. And we do a lot of that when we meet together on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. A lot of our efforts are about teaching the saved and helping them to grow and helping us to understand what it means to be edified and to be built up and to be faithful to the Lord. We want everyone to stay faithful to the Lord throughout their whole life so that we can all be together in heaven someday. And so edifying the faithful is a continuous work that we're involved in, that is part of the work of seeking and saving the lost. But then there's another aspect to this work as well. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1, we read, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." And so there is the idea of restoration of those who have fallen away. And that's something that we've got to be involved in also. Jesus Christ never gives up on anyone who is His. And we must never give up on anyone who is our brother or sister in Christ. And we must continually go out and seek to reach them and help them to return to the Lord so that they can be faithful to Him. And so in that regard, edifying the saints is part of seeking and saving the lost, in as much as we're keeping the saved saved. But then those who fall away, we want them to come back and to be faithful as well. But then lastly, we see that there is a job to do in helping those who are needy. And so we think about this threefold way that we seek and to save the lost. We teach those who are not Christians to become Christians. We work on those who are Christians, whether they be faithful or unfaithful, by edifying them and by bringing them back. And then the third way is that we go out and we help those who are in need. And when we are helping others who are in need, we are evangelizing by our example. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, we read, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, and especially those of the household of faith." James says it like this, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit the orphans and widows in their afflictions, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." And so, we do good to everyone. Everyone has some needs that need to be met. and we need to be going out and trying to help with those needs, going out and trying to do good to them. But especially those who are in difficult circumstances, who have a hard time taking care of themselves, and specifically the Bible calls out orphans and widows. And those individuals are to be cared for especially. And so in this way, we are doing evangelism. We are helping those who are in need and pointing others to Jesus Christ, because it is His goodness that is acting within us to assist those who are around us. And so to wrap it all up, everything we do is evangelism in one way or another, because the word evangelism simply means preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling others about Jesus Christ, whether that's through word or through our example. But there are some special ways that we do that. One special way is seeking those who are lost and who are not Christians and teaching them about Jesus so that they can identify with Him in baptism to be saved. Another way of doing that is edifying the saints, preaching to the faithful, helping the faithful stay faithful so that they can be faithful unto death and Jesus Christ can give them the crown of life. Revelation 2 and verse 10. And then we go after those who have fallen away to restore them and bring them back. And then finally, we do good unto all men, especially the household of the faith, but then also the special categories of those who need special assistance, and specifically widows and orphans. And that's what it means to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in a nutshell. Okay? Now, there's a lot more to that. And we get into the meat of it when we study the Bible and we read the Word of God. But the question was, is there any kind of preaching other than evangelism? And the answer is, no, there is no other kind of preaching other than evangelism. In the sense that evangelism is simply preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in one way or another. And then the answer, if you're thinking about the term evangelism to mean going after those who are not Christians, then the answer would be yes, there are other kinds of preaching such as exhorting the faithful and doing good unto others.